From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Kremlin spokesman expressed concern Thursday about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland. He said the arrival of U.S. forces is a threat to Russian security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany Thursday. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland. The mission, dubbed Atlantic Resolve, will see troops, tanks, and military vehicles rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. The deployment was ordered by the Obama administration in 2014 as a response to Russian aggression in Ukraine. An international conference on the reunification of Cyprus has opened. Lisa Schlein reports.
The conference was opened by newly appointed UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Flanked by the leaders of the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities, Guterres told reporters in Geneva that he was encouraged by the progress being made toward a settlement. Guterres, however, lowered expectations of a quick fix, saying hard work, not miracles, will get the job done. He said participants would work for however long it took to come up with a concrete solution acceptable to the two sides. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United States military released details Thursday about a joint operation in Afghanistan last November that resulted in the death of 33 civilians. Residents and Taliban insurgents say the attack on the village of Boz in Kunduz flattened dozens of houses. 27 people were wounded. General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. forces, says he deeply regrets the loss of innocent lives. This is VOA News. The director of national intelligence, James Clapper, has told U.S. President-elect Donald Trump that the intelligence community in America did not create a document purporting to contain scandalous information about Trump obtained by the Russians. Clapper says he told the president-elect the intelligence community has not made any judgment as to the reliability of the information, and he says he does not believe it was leaked to the media by intelligence sources. Trump's choices to lead the Department of Defense and Central Intelligence Agency distance themselves from the incoming president by advocating a tough approach toward Russia. The statements came Thursday during testimony at a congressional confirmation hearing. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo said Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election was an aggressive action taken by the senior Russian leadership.
It is going to require an incredibly robust American response, a response that is a security-related response, that is, we have to get better at defending against these, and then a response that holds actors accountable who commit these kind of actions against the United States of America.
Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the post-war balance of power is being threatened more than ever by Russia.
My view is that nations with allies thrive and nations without allies don't. And so I would see us maintaining the strongest possible relationship with NATO.
Also Thursday, the Senate passed a waiver that would allow Mattis to run the Pentagon despite his recent military service. Neurosurgeon Ben Carson testified before the Senate Banking Committee concerning his appointment to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has taken its first step to scrap President Barack Obama's health care program. Republicans have made repealing the Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, as one of their top priorities. The Senate voted 51-48 early Thursday to approve rules that allow repeal legislation to go forward with a simple majority and not to be subject to a filibuster by Democrats. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday surprised Vice President Joe Biden with the highest distinction a president can bestow on a civilian, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction to my brother, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr.
In a White House ceremony attended by reporters that was said to be a goodbye ceremony, Obama announced the award to the visible surprise of the vice president. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade Thursday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.